3D Listening Skills. Exercise 1, page 42. Speaker 1.
Last summer, my family and I went on a Mediterranean cruise. It cost quite a lot of money, but I loved the idea of visiting a number of different countries on the same trip. Our first impressions of the ship were entirely positive. The cabin was comfortable, and the restaurants and shops on board were quite cheap. But just an hour after departure, I began to feel terribly nauseous and even had to get a security guard on board to help me get back to my room. Unfortunately, having never travelled by ship before, I was unaware that I was prone to seasickness. Needless to say, I got off the ship at any available opportunity. And even though I had a wonderful time sightseeing around the cities where we docked, I certainly don't plan on going on another cruise anytime soon.
Speaker 2.
I live in a small village in the English countryside, so the thought of visiting such a massive city like New York was very daunting. For one, I was sure I would get lost, so before I left, I bought a handheld GPS device to help me find my way around. As it turns out, I needn't have worried about getting lost, because it's easy to orientate yourself. What I should have been more concerned about was the crime. Maybe it's because I'm less streetwise than most people, but I had no idea that the youngster who bumped against me on the subway was a pickpocket. The police couldn't help, but at least I had enough cash in my hotel room to get by. Oh, it just made me sick to think that someone was walking around spending my money.
Speaker 3.
Each summer, I spend around 2 weeks backpacking on my own around Europe. I know it's not everyone's idea of a holiday, but I love having the flexibility to travel from city to city, jumping on a train whenever I feel the urge to see something new. Some people say it's dangerous to travel alone, but I've never been mugged or had anything stolen from me. And the hostels I've stayed in have always been fine. Basically, you get what you pay for, and I've always had positive experiences. The only bad experience I had was last year when I lost my wallet in Spain. I was left penniless and had to wait a whole day for my parents to wire some money to me. It was a scary experience. I wouldn't have got by without their help.
Speaker 4.
Last summer, my wife and I decided to rent a caravan, take it on the ferry and explore the south of France. At first, it was a bit of a headache driving on the right side of the road, but we soon got used to it. The only problem was I forgot to bring our GPS device or even a map. I was confident that I'd be able to orientate myself and find the campsite anyway, but due to a combination of incorrect road signs and unhelpful locals, in the end we had to spend our first night parked on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Needless to say, my wife wasn't very pleased at all, although in my defence, at least we saved some money by not having to pay for a campsite spot for one night.